We thank you this morning, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Oh Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, Father. We worship your name. Thank you, righteous Lord. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Lord, all glory is returned unto you. We bless you, Father. You are God and you are not a man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we worship you. You are God and you are God all by yourself. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We honor you. We worship you. We lay our crown. O Lord, we say you are God and you are God forevermore. And Father, we are before you today. We ask, Lord, you will speak to us. You will bless us. You will give us direction this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 18th of June 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace upon your life. I want you to honor him. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the hands of the Lord God see me through this day. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. I stand on his word. I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. Any form of evil that is programmed into this day, you are canceled by the blood of Jesus. I declare over my life this day, I move forward in the name of Jesus. I advance in every sphere of my life. I am not stranded. I will not be stopped. I am unstoppable, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will not follow the evil cycle of yesterday. The blessings of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I possess this day with favor. I possess this day with the fire of the Lord in the name of Jesus. This day, you yield your blessings for me. You yield your increase unto me. All that is in you this day, work together in my favor. All that is in you this day, work together for my blessing in the name of Jesus. This day, you are not a continuation of evil. The cycle of evil is broken in the name of Jesus. Evil ordinance concerning my day is canceled in the name of Jesus. Demonic handwriting, demonic words, demonic prophecy is canceled over me in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil confession, every evil word, careless word from my own mouth, careless thoughts towards me from me. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cancel every demonic language, every expression of infirmity, every demonic expression over me. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel every demonic agenda over my life in the name of Jesus. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. I activate the language of blessing. I activate the language of favor over my life in the name of Jesus. This day, I receive angelic assistance. I enjoy angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. For the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. This day, I arise in power. I arise in favor in the name of Jesus. I possess the gates of this day. I take prophetic stand. I declare my gates of blessing open in the name of Jesus. I walk into open doors. My doors of blessing is open. This day, you favor me in the name of Jesus. I possess the gates of this day in the name of the Lord. My gate is preserved and secured in the name of Jesus. My life is covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, no enchantment, no divination will stand over my day. Divination and enchantment is canceled over my life. Every influence of enchantment, influence of divination, influence of witchcraft is canceled by the blood of Jesus. Expressions of infirmity, language of sickness, you are canceled over my day in the name of Jesus. You will not find expression in my life in the name of Jesus. The Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the blessings of the Lord. I walk under the favor of the Lord. My labor is unto harvest and not unto foolishness, not unto waste. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy over me is overturned. Today, I will not lack the resources of God for me. In the name of Jesus, the help that I need today locates me. In the name of Jesus, plans of infirmity, sickness, diseases over my life is canceled. In the name of Jesus, today I receive my portion of provision. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice and I want us to continue in our prayers of mercy, that the mercy of the Lord will rescue these children and their teachers from the den of the wicked. I want you to make it a prayer today. Oh Lord, by your mercy, you will rescue them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will show yourself as God and you will rescue them beyond the workings of men, beyond the knowledge of man. Father, arise, O God, and deliver them. These ones from the coven of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, we pray concerning this nation. Father, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In the name of Jesus, take control, O Lord. Take control, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, that they will no longer prosper in their wicked enterprise. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will take away your collective mercy over them. You will expose them. In the name of Jesus, since they are giving their heart to do wickedness all the time, let their wickedness come upon them suddenly and let them be forgotten in the history of life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I will encourage you, dearly beloved, let us continue to pray for these people and ask for the mercy of the Lord to preserve them, and that by the mercy of the Lord, they will come out of that place. In the name of Jesus, amen. By the grace of God, today we are going to pick up from where we stopped yesterday on the theme, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Our anchor scripture, Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. In the concluding part of yesterday, the word be still and know that I am God, I told you that stillness is moving to another level of faith, another level of life, another level of an higher purpose, higher calling, to enjoy another level of life, the Zoe life, another level of faith, being able to stop at the prompt of the Spirit of God, not minding that others have gained distance ahead of you, because you know that not all movement is progress. You don't mistake speeding ahead for progress, because most people that run ahead, they run in panic. Movement is done in panic and not under instruction. You understand that stillness is growing your faith and absolute trust in God and in His word. I want us to go a bit further, and I want you to understand that stillness is growing your faith and your absolute trust in the Lord and in His word. You can boldly confess, for I know whom I believed, and I am fully persuaded, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep what I committed to Him until that day, until the day of the Lord Jesus. Stillness is you growing in your faith. Stillness is showing your faith and absolute trust in God. In stillness, you are in the place where your faith is in God. Your trust is in Him. Your trust in Him is unshaken, because it is His way and not the other way. Your trust in Him is absolute. You are finally resigned to Him, knowing that it is only God's way and no other way. Even when any other way is presented to you, you are persuaded, being fully persuaded, that He is able to keep you and to bring you out of that situation. You shut the door against the noise and all the negative evidence around you, and you continue to pour out your oil in obedience to His word. in your stillness, your oil is renewed, your cup is refilled, your wine is refined better than before. You shut the door against the noise. You shut the door according to instruction, and you are pouring the oil in your stillness. You are pouring the oil, and the oil continue to pour, and your vessels begin to fill up. Your oil is renewed, your cup is refilled, your wine is renewed better than before, because you are in a place of stillness, a place where you have resort to God, a place where your faith is growing. In the place of stillness, this is where you stand. This is where you stand and shut the door. I said it before, you shut the door against the noise around you, putting down this giant, this noise on your soul, this noise on your spirit, and stand still and know that He is your God. I know you have heard. I know, dearly beloved, I know you have heard. You have heard reports about it. Yes, that situation that you are going through, you have received reports about it. But then take a step, be still, and shut the door. Put down that giant. You put down the walls that is built around the situation, the report that you are giving. Oh, it's difficult to forget. Yes, that is the giant. You need to put it down. You need to shut it out. Close the door and stand firm. Pour out the oil with faith and absolute trust in Him. Oh, the oil will come out. The oil will not cease. It will continue to flow. I don't know why I am saying this. Might be for you. You might think the oil has stopped and there is no movement. This is for you. The oil cannot cease. Your cup cannot be empty. All you need to do is to be still. Shut the door and pour out the oil according to its instruction to you. The oil cannot stop. The oil cannot cease. That is what He asked me to tell you. Stand still. Stand still. Be still and know that I am God. I am ready to renew your oil, to refine your oil, and to refire your oil, to renew and refill your cup. Your cup cannot be empty. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Beloved, I want you to understand this, dearly beloved, as I round up today. Tomorrow is another day, and next week is another day, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Whatever He wants us to tell you, He will tell you. I want you to understand this. Your stillness is not quiet before God. Listen very well. You being still is not quiet. Your stillness is louder before God than any shout. It's a loud shout of your declaration of surrender to God. And that is what God needs. Your loud shout of surrender unto Him. You are quiet. It means that you are quiet and you have surrendered unto God. You are allowing God to do the talking. You've been talking before, but now you are quiet. But as far as God is concerned, it's a loud shout of surrender unto God that God will take control. You have allowed God to do the talking, to move on your behalf, part the Red Sea, to fight for you and for you to hold your peace, for Him to arise, to tell you that in this matter, this battle, you have no need to lift up a finger. I am going to fight for you. I'm going to save you. I will deliver you even from the end of the earth. Even when mountains are moved and the oceans begin to rise and flood begin to stand as high as the wall of Jericho, you have surrendered unto Him. He will bring them down. Mark chapter 4 verse 39. The scripture says that Jesus arose and He rebuked the wind and He said to the storm, "Peace, be still. Peace, be still." That is the word of the Lord over your life today, over your situation today. Whatever it is that you are going through, peace, be still. The siege of the enemy is over. That siege of sickness that surrounds you is over. And let me say this to you. The line on which the accuser is standing upon in your life to report you, that line is cut off. Your accuser is disappointed. For your life and destiny, your household is redeemed by the blood of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord bless the works of your hand. The mercy of the Lord be upon you, speaks for you, works for you, be with you at all times. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace that passes all human understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. He is coming soon and very soon. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.